Clark County Official Local Voters Pamphlet. April 22, 2025 Special Election. Hawkinson School District Edition. Stay informed. Website: clarkvotes.org. Phone: 564-397-2345. Published by the Clark County Auditor's Office. You must sign and date your return envelope in order for your ballot to be counted. Sign in the signature box that has your name printed on the envelope. If you are unsure about the signature in your voter registration record, we encourage you to call the elections office at 564-397-2345. We can provide a description of the signature you used when you registered to vote. Do not sign someone else's name, even if you have power of attorney. Voting over the phone by having someone else fill out and sign your ballot is against the law. Voters can call us at 564-397-2345 to learn about the options for voting while they are out of town. Drop boxes are available if you don't want your ballot or signature to go through the mail. Sign up to receive text messages regarding your ballot status. Text the word VOTE to 868-392. VOTE WA. Registering to vote. Registering takes only a few minutes, and you can do so by mail or online at votewa.gov. You may also complete a new voter registration form. Contact the elections office by mail, email, or phone for more information. The deadline to receive new voter registrations and voter updates to existing registrations online, by phone, or by mail is 4 p.m., Monday, April 14th, 2025. Lost or damaged ballot? If you lose your ballot or it becomes damaged, you can obtain a replacement ballot by contacting the Elections Office. Clark County Elections Office. Phone: 564-397-2345. Relay: 711 or 877-833-6341. Email: elections@clark.wa.gov. Mailing address: P.O. Box 8815, Vancouver, Washington, 98666-8815. Street address: 1408 Franklin Street, Vancouver. Front panel photo by Becca Harpain on Unsplash. Hawkinson School District, number 98. Proposition number 10. Capital levy for safety, security, and infrastructure improvements. The Board of Directors of Hawkinson School District No. 98 adopted Resolution No. 24-25-03 concerning a proposition to fund safety, security, and infrastructure improvements. This proposition would authorize the district to levy the following excess taxes upon all taxable property within the district to fund secure entries, automatic door locks, and emergency communication systems, improve traffic flow and campus security at Hawkinson Heights Elementary, upgrade facilities district-wide. Collection year, 2026. Estimated levy rate per $1,000 assessed value, 66 cents. Levy amount, $1,875,000. Collection year, 2027. Estimated levy rate per $1,000 assessed value, 66 cents. Levy amount, $1,950,000. Collection year, 2028. Estimated levy rate per $1,000 assessed value, 67 cents. Levy amount, $2,050,000. Collection year, 2029. Estimated levy rate per $1,000 assessed value, 68 cents. Levy amount, $2,175,000. Collection year, 2030. Estimated levy rate per $1,000 assessed value, 69 cents. Levy amount, $2,285,000. Collection year, 2031. Estimated levy rate per $1,000 assessed value, 69 cents. Levy amount, $2,400,000. All as provided in resolution number 24-25-03. Should this proposition be approved? To vote, use your official ballot. Explanatory statement. This proposition authorizes a 6-year capital levy for Hawkinson Heights Elementary School campus safety improvements to include 1. Reducing and securing school building entry points. 2. Installing automatic lockdown capabilities. 3. Modifying and updating school facilities and infrastructure. And 4. Improving campus security equipment, and also includes emergency notification systems at all Hawkinson schools. Further information is available at www.hocksd.org. Exemptions from taxes may be available. Call Clark County Assessor at 564-397-2391. Statement 4. The Hawkinson community has invested in its schools for 155 years. Today, we must ensure that our schools remain safe places for our children to learn and grow. The school safety and security capital levy is a necessary step toward strengthening school safety without raising taxes. Recently, our community shared ideas about the future of school facilities. Concerns were raised about cost and tackling too many projects at once. This capital levy reflects that input. It is a more focused plan that prioritizes the most urgent safety needs at Hawkinson Heights Elementary School, a campus of over 1,000 children and staff. If approved, this levy will fund equipment to automatically lock down buildings in an emergency, as well as secure access points and update campus security systems to improve campus security. Emergency messaging systems will also be installed at all three schools to strengthen communication during crises. These improvements are essential to ensuring our students and staff are safe every day. This levy is not a tax increase, as an existing bond rate decreases in 2026. This levy would take its place, ensuring that Hawkinson school tax rates remain stable and among the lowest in Clark County. Delaying these upgrades puts students at greater risk. Previous generations invested in our schools, and now it's our turn to do the same. By supporting this levy, we can make our schools safer while respecting the financial realities of our neighbors. Let's come together to improve school security and protect Hawkinson's kids. Rebuttal of statement against. Our community values education, student safety, and fiscal responsibility. Proposition 10 checks these boxes. It will help to update and secure HSD's oldest campus that has the largest pre-K to grade 5 elementary enrollment in the state. At the same time, this proposition keeps total tax rates stable, and in 2026, HSD will have one of the lowest total school tax rates in Clark County. Protect our kids. Vote yes. More information at yeshockinson.org. Statement 4 and rebuttal of statement against, submitted by Scott Fish, Chair. Email hockinsonlevy@gmail.com. Website yeshockinson.org. Megan McChesney, Natalie Hessel. Statement against. We support safety and security upgrades for Hawkinson Heights Elementary School. The very open and accessible late 20th century design is unsafe in the 21st century. We do have concerns, however, about this $12.7 million capital levy. 1. There are more economical ways to do this. HSD paid $25,000 to run the failed February bond measure, and we will pay $28,000 to $42,000 to run this April levy measure. A bond attempt last November would have cost only $3,700. February is historically the lowest month for voter turnout, so HSD is paying exorbitant sums to get lower voter turnout, $53,000 to $67,000 for these two special elections is a huge waste of money and runs counter to HSD's stated aim of increasing community involvement. And could the expense of the Longhouse portable be covered by impact fees? HVAC and roof maintenance are standard maintenance. Could they be covered by grants or other funding? 2. HSD simply can't keep asking for more and more money. A 2026 levy vote is almost certain, and there's another bond attempt coming when the current middle school bond is paid off, maybe sooner. But the average HSD homeowner will pay $4,500 for schools in 2025, and about $7,500 in total property taxes, and that number keeps rising. HSD won't tell you about how much they're spending on special elections, other ways of funding these improvements, upcoming tax increases, etc. For more information, please follow Hawkinson Citizens for Responsible HSD Spending on Facebook. Rebuttal of Statement 4. We appreciate the need for better security at our schools and this more focused plan. This isn't a tax increase, but property taxes are up 11% over last year. We were going to get a small break in school taxes, but if this passes, we won't. We need to stop wasting money on special elections, get substantial community input before proposing taxes, and budget and spend wisely, including budgeting for standard maintenance items. Statement against and rebuttal of Statement 4, submitted by Connie Keene, Chair. Email hsdresponsiponsbelespending@gmail.com. Facebook, Hawkinson Citizens for Responsible HSD Spending. Carolyn Schultz Rathbun, Randall Schultz Rathbun. For the complete text of the resolutions, please visit CLARK.WA.GOV/APRIL-22-2025-SPECIAL-ECTION. Measure statements are printed exactly as submitted. Clark County Elections does not correct punctuation, grammar, typos, or inaccurate information. Please recycle this pamphlet.